Tonight's Four Corners program will highlight the building standards crisis facing Australia's apartment industry. The problems facing owners who've had to evacuate their cracking apartment towers have been further complicated by something called illegal phoenixing. If you don't know what it is, here's a description from Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka when he reintroduced legislation to deal with it in July.
Illegal phoenixing involves the stripping and transfers of assets from one company to another by individuals or entities to avoid paying their liabilities. It's been a problem for many decades. This bill will give our regulators additional enforcement and regulatory tools to better detect and address illegal phoenix activity, and importantly, to prosecute or penalise directors and others who facilitate this illegal activity, such as unscrupulous pre-insolvency advisers.
Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka there. And while his Combating Illegal Phoenixing Bill has the support of the Australian Restructuring, Insolvency and Turnaround Association, its CEO says the government must go further. John Winter joins us now. John Winter, welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
So just how much does illegal phoenixing cost the Australian economy?
There's been a number of studies done over recent years, but the estimate is somewhere between $2.8 and $5.1 billion a year. So it's quite an extraordinary amount.
Quite an extraordinary amount. That sounds absolutely right. Can you give me a practical example of how and why it occurs then?
So it was just mentioned in your introduction. The construction industry is an area that it's endemic in, and the same in labour hire. But particularly in construction, what happens because there's a defined life of most businesses that are built up around a construction project. We unfortunately see all too often that owners of those building companies will make sure that they don't pay their tax debt, they don't pay their subbies, and then they put the business into some sort of external administration. They make the business go broke, and they don't pay the outstanding debts. But then, of course, they go on and do other property developments, etc. And so that's a really obvious example of illegal phoenixing.
This building standard crisis we're seeing has put the focus on the construction industry, but how widespread is this throughout the economy?
Unfortunately, it's incredibly widespread. It's become a learned behaviour because there's been so little enforcement activity around trying to stop this over the last decade or so. There are these dodgy advisors, as the Minister just referenced, who are out there and they encourage people to strip the assets out of their business when they're in trouble. And so we certainly, as I said before, see it in the labour hire industry, but we also see it in anything from the local restaurant through to larger organisations. It's a massive problem and it's being facilitated all over the place.
In the case of Sydney's Opal Towers, the residents were suing the New South Wales government because it owned the land the complex was built on. Will state governments ultimately bear the cost of these defects because there's no one else to sue?
Well, that's a really complex question. It certainly depends on the jurisdiction that it's in. But the reality is that there's unlikely to be a corporate entity, a business left in most of these cases for people to sue the actual builders of the project. Whether or not there's an ability to stretch the legal net beyond that is a question that's obviously going to be challenged in the New South Wales courts. But there's a real issue. Once a business has been shut down, in being able to go back and hold those directors to account. And that's something that we think really does need to be addressed and hopefully will be addressed in part by the law that's being proposed.
You've put phoenixing back on the agenda in the wake of this building standards crisis. What action are you calling for specifically?
Well, first of all, we do want to see those laws that the Minister just mentioned go through. We want to see them go through pretty quickly. But we also want to see the creation of a director identity number. At the moment, frankly, it's very easy to register your dog or an illegitimate person as a director of a company. And so when liquidators go in and try and track down where the debts are owed to, it's impossible to hold those directors to account. So that's a very big initiative which needs to be brought forward. But we really just need to see stronger enforcement action. I mean, the laws already exist in one form or another to be able to track down these directors and hold them to account. But unfortunately, less than 20 directors a year are being held to account for phoenixing businesses. And when you're looking at a problem, as I said earlier, that's estimated to cost between $2.5 and $5 billion a year, for only 20 directors to be held to account, that's a real enforcement problem.
Thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thank you, Patricia.
John Winter is the CEO of the Australian Restructuring, Insolvency and Turnaround Association. And this is RN Drive.